Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to do open line, so if you'd like to call us at 970-689-8255, don't be bashful, 970-689-8255. But I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about what's happening to the economy. And of course it is my contention that this is not accidental. It was done intentionally, purposely, and maliciously by Alan Greenspan. The question was he motivated by a desire to bring down the country so that maybe we could save it? Or was he simply carrying out the orders of the globalist elite who really want a global currency and realize that they cannot do that until they have impoverished the American people by destroying their currency? But certainly, if you read Alan Greenspan's book, The Age of Turbulence, he will tell you that Lenin had said, "There is no better way to destroy a country than to debauch its currency, and not one person in a million will understand what is happening." Not one person in a million will understand what is happening. Well, there are very, very few people who understand what's really going on in America today or how this is really all contrived, and because they don't understand the background of fiat money. I mean, after all, this is a greenback. This is money. And no, it's simply a piece of paper they've put some green ink onto, and they tell you it's money. But if you go back and you read our Constitution, our founding fathers were very smart because they knew what had happened in ancient Greece and in ancient Rome. They knew what had happened in France in the early 1700s under a man named John Law, who had brought in a fiat currency, a paper currency, and destroyed the value of the currency. They knew what had happened in the United States during the Revolutionary War when the Congress had issued the continental currency as a means of paying for everything, and soon it was as worthless as a continental. That's where the phrase came from, because when you print money without any backing, it soon goes to its true value, which is absolutely nothing. So our founding fathers stipulated that all money was to be based upon gold and silver. They knew you had to have restraints, otherwise politicians would simply turn on the printing presses. Of course, they didn't understand that we were going to turn our government over to the international financiers who wanted to simply turn on the printing presses, accumulate the gold themselves, impoverish the people. Nor did our founding fathers, at least most of them, recognize the spiritual forces behind this move towards the one world government, the one world religion, and, of course, the coming world leader. Certainly these ideas were far from the minds of the men as they sat there in Philadelphia back in 1787, hammering out our Constitution. Well, far from the minds of most people, other than people like Alexander Hamilton, who actually walked out of the Constitutional Convention. He was so furious because he wanted an authoritarian society. He wanted a king, a monarch. And then Franklin understood what this was all about, and he had been part of this movement for many years. And because this is an age-old concept, it is part of the message of the ancient mystery religions passed down through the ages. And other people had been actually lured into this. Jefferson, although he never really understood it, he eventually turned his back on it, realizing the futility and how it was exactly the opposite from everything he believed in. Jefferson really believed in individual freedom and feared the power of government over the lives of the people. And many people who have been involved in this movement through the years have never understood where it was going to end up. When they did, of course, they spoke out against it, and often it cost them their lives. Well, anyway, we face now a major crisis in America. And we have three gigantic bubbles. We've already had, of course, the stock market bubble, the NASDAQ bubble in the past, and, of course, that burst in the year 2000. And then the housing bubble was carefully nurtured and encouraged by Alan Greenspan encouraging people to take out adjustable-rate mortgages, forcing banks to lend to people who could not afford to buy a house. They just didn't have any money down. So what did they do? They gave them the house with no money down. They told them, they don't worry about the adjustable-rate mortgage. I mean, so the value of your property is going to go up. You can sell it in 3 or 4 years from now. If you can't make the payments, you can make a profit. And a lot of the gullible people honestly believed that. And, of course, they were certainly building new homes. They were selling older homes at inflated prices. The people who were appraising the value of homes were encouraged to put in higher and higher and higher appraisals, values for the homes. People were using the money in their homes as if it were a piggy bank, and the good times were there all during the early 2001 and 2002, and then in 2003 they lowered the interest rate to 1% and held it there for a year, and fueling the fires of inflation and fueling the fires of the housing bubble, laying the foundation for the collapse of the American monetary system. And so it was in 2005 that why some of the people who held the adjustable rate mortgages went to revalued, and they found out that instead of paying 3 or 4%, now they're going to have to pay 6 or 8% for their mortgages, and they simply couldn't afford it. Not only that, but the value of their property began to fall, and they were paying interest on a mortgage that really was far higher than the value of the property, and people began just simply giving up their property. They had no alternative, or the property was foreclosed on, and, of course, this whole collateralized debt obligation bubble began to collapse. But, you see, it isn't just that one bubble, because that's only about a $3 trillion bubble. They tell you it's $600 billion, but they're lying. They lie about everything. They can't let you know that what they plan to do is impoverish you, impoverish almost everyone in America, destroy the value of our currency, and bring in their global currency. They will control, for he who issues the currency controls the nation and the world. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And Hag Sameach.
And back here, our telephone number this morning, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And give us a call. We don't have a guest. We're just talking about the economy. And we were talking about the CDO, the collateralized debt obligations. That is what the bonds are. They take these mortgages. They take maybe 1,000 mortgages. They make them into a bond. They call them collateralized debt obligations. Then they sell them to your pension fund. They sell them to hedge funds. They sell them to banks. And a wonderful source of income, some of them paying 6 or 7% interest, good interest, certainly far better than you'll get on treasury bonds. And banks and lending institutions and pension funds and hedge funds throughout the world bought these collateralized debt obligations, which were rated triple A rating. In other words, you were guaranteed that you would get your 6 or 7 or 8% income on these bonds. Isn't that great? It's just like free money. The only trouble was that the guarantee, of course, was dependent upon something known as a derivative. It was basically an insurance policy written by a bank, written by a specific lending institution, that guaranteed they were writing insurance policies on these bonds. And even though there might be some question as to the reliability of the bonds, as long as you had insurance on them, you had nothing to fear. Or did you? Because what happened if the company that was writing the insurance policy didn't have any money? Well, a lot of these companies would have a few $100 million, but they would be writing, insurance policies on billions of dollars. And some of them, I remember there was MBIA, and there was something called AMPAC, A-M-P-A-C, and they would have, maybe $300 or $400 million, but they'd be writing the derivatives on literally hundreds of billions of dollars, sometimes even trillions of dollars of derivatives. This is what Bear Stearns had done. One reason, of course, the Fed was so interested in saving Bear Stearns was Bear Stearns had written insurance policies on something like $13.4 trillion of derivatives, guaranteeing that these would pay. And of course, there was no way that they were going to be able to pay off very many of those collateralized debt obligations didn't pay off. And so, but they would fear that if Bear Stearns went down, the whole derivative market would go down. So Bear Stearns had to be rescued, and they did that by the Fed loaning something like $30 billion to try to keep Bear Stearns from going down, and then having it purchased by Morgan Stanley. Now, Morgan Stanley has written almost $78 trillion in derivatives. And, of course, if they ever begin to go down, that's, I should say, Morgan Stanley, that's a Chase man, by J.P. Morgan Chase. J.P. Morgan Chase has the largest writer of derivatives in this country. The trouble is they don't have enough money to pay off. And as these collateralized debt obligations begin to default, as more and more of the homes are simply turned over to the banks, and of course people are walking away from their home mortgages, why, of course, the danger of the default of the derivative market ever increases. So there are basically three bubbles. The first is the bubble of the collateralized debt obligations. Government says $600 billion. Other people say it could be as high as $3 trillion. Now, how much is $1 trillion? Well, the entire gross domestic product of the United States is somewhere around $12 or $13 trillion a year, and most of that is people are just buying things. The debt of the United States is $9 trillion, and yet, of course, you have these derivatives out there, which are multiples of that. And of course, as you begin looking at this, we have the collateralized debt obligations, and those are the home loans. And of course, what happens is you have people who, first of all, bought homes who never should have been allowed to, and they were the so-called subprime loans. And as their adjustable rate mortgages come up, and of course, the rate on many of these adjustable rate mortgages is not necessarily tied to the interest rates in the United States, but to something called LIBOR, L-I-B-O-R, which is the interest rates that are established by the European Central Bank and by the Bank of England. And, of course, those interest rates are much higher. So a lot of these people, as they go to refinance their homes, are not looking at 5% or 6% interest. They're looking at 8% interest or more. And these are people who are marginal anyway, marginal incomes. And, of course, many of them are just not able to make their payments, and they're losing their homes. That then begins to drive down the value of homes. And if you look and see what's happening at many of the home auctions, and I'm sure you've probably seen the advertisements for the home auctions on your local television, many of these homes go for 50 cents on the dollar. What that does, it drives down the appraised value of all the homes in that area. So now the value of homes are falling here in California on an average of 25%, but believe me, in some areas it's much more than that, some areas it's much less than that. And houses then, people who don't want to lower the price of their houses, are simply not selling them. I use as the gauge of what's happening to the economy in Santa Cruz, where I live, the number of for sale signs that are up on a trailer park. Is not, they're really mobile homes, and they're really fairly stable homes usually. They never move once they've been placed in this park, and it's a nice park, and initially there were two or three for sale signs, and there were five for sale signs, then there were seven for sale signs, then there were nine for sale signs, and now there are 11 for sale signs. Just noticed that yesterday. The homes are not selling. They're going to have to lower the price to sell them, and it's going to be competing. Who's going to lower the price first and get their home sold and leave everybody else there? And, of course, this is what's happening, is the prices of homes are falling. On average, they've fallen 25%. Some of the experts claim that they're going to fall 50%. I think they may fall far more than that, because we can figure out what's going to happen by seeing what happened in Japan when their economy collapsed back in 1990. Remember, before that, the Japanese were over here. They were buying up everything in America. They bought the Empire State Building. They bought the golf courses over there and over in Carmel. They bought they paid a couple of $100 million for the for 6 or 8 golf courses over there, and they were buying up American industry. And then, because they had so much money, the value of the land under the Imperial Palace in Tokyo was said to be equal to the value of all of the land in the state of California. And certainly the land in Japan was in Tokyo itself was equivalent to all of the land in the United States. If we're all put up for sale and you could have sold based upon the going rate of land in Tokyo, it would have been equivalent to all of the land in the United States. And when their financial fiat money system collapsed, why the property fell 90% in value. And at that time, before the fall, 8 of the 10 largest banks in the world were Japanese banks. And today, many of those banks are penny stocks. Well, they're beginning to recover a little now. We're talking, 18 years later. But it's been a long, hard, bleak time for the people over in Japan. After their stock market dropped, their housing value dropped, and their bubbles popped. And, of course, they could lower the interest there to 1% or 0.5%, but it would not stimulate the economy because people were frightened to invest again, having lost their life savings. Well, the same thing is going to happen here in America because they want this to happen. It's not happening by accident. They really want to destroy our currency because they want to bring in a global currency. In fact, Paul Volcker was recently interviewed and commented that in a closely knit global economy, why, of course, you need a global currency. Well, we don't want a closely knit global economy. America can survive by itself, independent of other countries, if they would simply go back to protecting our sovereignty, go back to having certainly tariffs on goods coming into this country, and begin to bring our industries home from overseas and make it so expensive for industrialists to move to other countries, remove the guarantees we've given to the manufacturers who move to other countries, and we will not stand behind you if China should seize your basically what we've done is we've guaranteed the people if they move to China and China was to seize their manufacturing centers, we'd pay them not the cost, but 2 or 3 times that. We've done everything we could to encourage our industrialists to move overseas and lower our working standards and our wages here at home. This is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent because our leader's loyalty is not to the United States, but to the globalist dream of a new world order and a new world religion. And we have a new caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, Dr. Stan.
Who's this?
This is Howard.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Very good, sir.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I'm just wondering, maybe you could you could clear up this. What we're hearing the last couple of days, I'm reading in the newspaper, more federal control over our banking system. And what does that mean to the average Joe on the street or anyone who might move around a little money? Do you have any idea what the idea behind all this is, and does it mean more control for the average citizen? I'll hang up if you'd like to answer.
Of the average citizen and the your inability for you eventually to be able to move your country, your money. Basically, where I think we are going, one of the first things they're going to do will be to prevent you from getting money out of the country or from bringing money into the country. And I believe that they are going to create a two-tiered monetary system, such as they had in South Africa when I lived there. And you couldn't get your money out of the country. You were trapped in the country. You were trapped in South Africa. And, of course, this is one of the terrible things that happened. But they, of course, did not want the people to leave. They didn't want them to take their money out because it was very obvious to many people living there that they were going to go into a situation such as they are today and a situation similar to what is in Rhodesia, where today, of course, They have 100,000% a year inflation. Remember, the United States State Department brought that government to power, brought Mugabe to power over the objections of the people, and they falsified and rigged the elections. I think it was just sort of a trial run to see what they could really put off. And today, why, of course, you can't get a, well, you're only allowed to take a $500 million of, out of the bank at any one time. That's equivalent to 14 American dollars. You can only remove $500 million Zimbabwean dollars out of the bank at one time, equivalent to $14. I think they're going to run, create hyperinflation in America. Whether we'll get as bad as they have created in Zimbabwe, which used to be Rhodesia, which was, of course, where the American government dominated that and has created this problem, I don't know. But we're moving into very difficult times. As far as the Fed taking more control, I believe eventually we're going to have a fully regulated monetary system. We're going to destroy the value of the dollar. Promise our people, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment. See about that.
Year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better. Limumui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting Limumui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and was it Howard we had on the line? Howard, are you still there? Well, I guess he's gone, so our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Now, first of all, we have the CDO, collateralized debt obligation bubble, and some people estimate that as high as $3 trillion. I think it certainly could be that high. But then we have another bubble, and that is the hedge fund bubble. Now, what are hedge funds? Well, these are financial institutions that get money from people with a large financial holdings. Many times it'll cost you $500,000, $1 million to get into hedge funds, but they get tremendous return. They've been making 20%, 30%, even 40% return on your investment. Now, where can you get that sort of return? I mean, this is almost like too good to be true. And what the hedge funds did, they would, of course, because they would, let's imagine they had $1 billion in assets, they would go over to either to Switzerland, where you can borrow about 1%, or to Japan, where you can borrow about 1%, even 0.5%. And they would, of course, use that $1 billion, and they would leverage it. If you've got $1 billion, well, we're going to leverage that up. We're going to borrow $100 billion or $50 billion worth of their money and put up our $1 billion as collateral against the leveraging, and we're going to take that money and we're going to invest it in U.S. Treasury bills, or we're going to invest this in the Treasury bills, the bonds over in Iceland that we're paying up to 10%. Well, of course, that was great. I mean, if you got 10% on money that you borrowed at 1% and you had it leveraged, why, this was too good to be true. And the trouble was, it was. Of course, Iceland wanted money. They were willing to pay 10% interest to get money in there. But, of course, it was all denominated in Icelandic money, and they began to get into a real inflationary spiral. And when they paid back, by the value of the currency was less. So that created problems. And then, of course, over in Japan, as they began to raise their interest rates and the value of the yen began to rise, why, a lot of these hedge funds had to begin to unravel. And, of course, many times they would get to a point where they would not be able to meet their margin calls. They only had $1 billion behind all the money that they lost. And as long as it's going up, you're doing great. But if it turns against you, why, overnight you could lose $10 billion. And then what do you do? Well, a lot of these hedge funds began losing money. A lot of them had lost 25, 35, 40% of the money that was in them. And this is a bubble that is estimated about $13 trillion, the hedge fund bubble. And it is beginning to deflate now. And a lot of the hedge funds are either being dismantled, they're refusing to let people take their money out of them. And these people with fabulous fortunes who were in something that was too good to be true found out that it truly was. So that was the second bubble. The first bubble was the collateralized debt obligations, about $3 trillion. The second bubble was the hedge fund bubble, which is in the process of unraveling now. But the third bubble is the derivative bubble, which is somewhere between $600 and $700 trillion. Now, you have to understand, there isn't that amount of money in the world. I mean, the entire world money supply would be around $45 trillion. That would be all the money in all of the world. And the derivative bubble, the derivatives have guaranteed somewhere between $600 and $700 trillion. Now, our telephone number is 689-870-689-8255. If you have a question, please call in, because I'm simply repeating what I heard of Jerome Corsi say this weekend. Dr. Corsi, who's been a frequent guest on our program, who was spent 20 years working in international finance. He is now a syndicated a writer for WorldNet Daily. Does a lot of talk radio. We have him on our programs repeatedly. He's a Harvard a PhD in economics, a brilliant man. And he was giving this talk over the weekend, which I was fascinated in having and hearing. And of course, he feels that the whole economic system of the United States is going to be intentionally destroyed. And I agree with him. I've been saying this for a long time. It was just nice to hear somebody. somebody else who has a lot more experience in high finance than I do would say, because I look at it from the conspiratorial point of view and from reading what the conspirators say in their magazine Foreign Affairs about the necessity of creating a new international currency, which is gold-backed, which will be privately issued. Well, what that means is they are going to control all the money in the world. They are going to destroy the value of our currency, and the average individual cannot believe this could happen. But as Lenin said, not one person in a million will understand what's happening. Our number, 970-689-8255. And I hope you are positioning yourself to be protected against what's going to happen, because they intend to impoverish the American people. And as the people are impoverished and they lose their buildings, they lose their homes, they lose their businesses, they lose their farms, they lose their cars, and of course as diseases sweep our nation, new diseases which have been designed in the secret laboratories financed by the CIA. And if you don't believe that there are secret laboratories, you need to get my articles. You need to go to my website, pull down what I've written at radioliberty.com. And we even have copies of the reports that the CIA tried to destroy. They wanted to destroy all the records about the new and terrible diseases they're creating that are plaguing our people. But, of course, you can still get copies of a book by Zygmunt Brzezinski. In fact, I looked the other day. The cheapest one was $400. I understand you can actually get the book for $100 now. It's called Between Two Ages, and maybe you can even get it cheaper. Maybe they're going to release some that they have. But I saw them listed at $400 2 weeks ago. The book is important because Zygmunt Brzezinski there in one of the footnotes at the bottom of the page, somewhere between page 55 and 65, talks about how in the future we're going to be able to create new diseases, chronic diseases, to disable the enemy. Well, since you and I are the enemy, Zygmunt Brzezinski is one of the most powerful men in the world, having been national security advisor to President Kennedy, having formed the Trilateral Commission made up of the richest people in the world, and today the foreign policy advisor for a man named Barack Obama. He is the foreign policy advisor for Barack Obama. Zygmunt Brzezinski talking about the new diseases, and as these new diseases sweep our nation, whether it be chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or Lyme's disease or a myriad of other chronic diseases that are passing our people, why they're not going to be able to resist having their leader, all being financed.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
17 years.
12 and a half years. I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. Stop paying bills month after month and never getting ahead. For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number 970-689-8255, and give us a call if you have a question or comment. We have nothing really prepared other than the fact that we were telling you what I heard Jerome Corsi saying this weekend, Dr. Corsi, a Harvard-trained PhD, certainly 20 years in international finance, and now writes regularly for World Net Daily. I suggest you read his articles. I think they're excellent. But talking about the three bubbles, first of all, the mortgage bubble, the collateralized debt obligation, which is about $3 trillion. As they tell you, it's much less than that, but this infects the financial institutions all throughout the world. The Bank of China has bought them. The people in Europe, the European banks have these. Many of our banks and our hedge funds and our pension funds have these collateralized debt obligations, $3 trillion. The hedge fund bubble, about $13 trillion. But the derivative market, between $600 and $700 trillion. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Excuse me, Dr. Stan. This is Maureen in Aurora, Colorado.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I'm praying for you all the time.
Thank you so much, because I think that's the one thing that's keeping me going. I'm sure it is.
I'm calling to say that thanks to your alerting your listeners to the dangers of fluoride and mercury, I have actually begun to sway my own dentist toward... I've been able to alert him about mercury, at least, and he has, I believe, is converting over to wanting to be a mercury-free dentist. So that's some progress you've made.
Oh, that's
I want to let you know that your influence is helping in small places and large, I'm sure.
Well, it's good to know, and then certainly the majority of dentists are good people. They don't want to hurt anybody, but they find it difficult to believe that their dental association lied to them, that the dental school lied to them. But once you can convince them, and once they begin reading, they'll realize what they've done, and I'm so glad he's going to switch over to be a mercury-free dentist.
Well, I'm not sure it's that far yet, but I've certainly been able to give him food for thought, and he did look into it, and he found out that I was not indeed wrong about some things that I had said about it. The other thing is, I'm going to order some things on fluoride and mercury from your order number and give to that office, because the dental hygienist as well is trying to talk me into using fluoride toothpaste, and I won't do that. And she thinks I'm nuts, of course, but that's all right. The other reason I'm calling is to ask you if you can tell me the name of the book that was you had the author on and interviewed him. It was concerning that Romans 13, 1 through 9, does not command us to live under tyranny, and he gave a lot of biblical reasons why not. I didn't get the name of the book written down so that I can order it. Can you tell me that or give me?
It
was about two or three weeks.
It's not a book that we have talked a lot about. We had him on one time. It was Pastor Weaver, but we carry the book, and you can simply call in and order. You get the book and my interview with him together, and get the CD and the book. But I can't give the title. You can just call our 800 number and ask for the book on Romans 13. We'll know what it is.
Oh, okay.
But I think
that's
the book
fine.
And the CD is, I think, $14.95. It's inexpensive, but it's very important that people understand that they're using Romans 13 in the United States exactly as Adolf Hitler used Romans 13 in Hitler's Germany.
I know.
To get the Christians to go along, and of course that's covered in a wonderful book whose title I can't remember.
What it was? Do you remember the name of the author?
Was it Weaver? Yes.
Weaver. Michael
Weaver? Yes.
Okay.
If you simply call the 800 number and tell them what you want, why?
I'll tell you this: I have heard major Christian, otherwise biblically sound preachers use Romans 13:1-9 to tell us not to get involved in governmental affairs. Well, that's how we got in this mess, because Christians deserted the field. I used to teach on that subject in the Christian school where I was teaching. I taught economics and constitution, but I didn't even have a full grasp of Romans 13:1-9. I knew somehow we don't have to live under tyranny, but I didn't know why. So I really appreciate that interview, and I will be ordering the book and CD and also the things on fluoride and mercury. And thank you once again, and may God richly, richly bless you, Dr. Stan, and keep you in health.
Well, thank you so much. Let me suggest my talk and the syllabus called The Hidden Agenda, because the syllabus has all the abstracts on fluoride and points out how it lowers the testosterone in men, how it lowers the sperm count in men, how it increases infertility, how it increases the incidence of Down
disease,
all of this.
And it increases bone cancer in boys.
And people do not understand.
We've been so propagandized, and the schools, the public schools, have been so successful in teaching us to believe and obey propaganda that it's getting harder and harder to live in this world.
Well, if you can get the people to go to the website of the scientists who work for the EPA, NTEU280.org, www.NTEU280.org stands for the National Transportation Employees Union, anyway, I gave it right the first time, NTEU280.org, and read what the scientists are trying to get out. You realize how totally controlled the media is. They will not allow the American people to realize that they're poisoning us.
Would you give me that?
Purposely, and that's why so many men have sexual dysfunction. This is why the pregnancy is down so much in the, in the American people. And people do not understand one of the major thrusts of water fluoridation is population control.
Okay, would you give me the website again? I'm having to listen with my radio turned off, so I don't hear very well.
NTEU280.
EU 28?
280. 280. NTEU280.org. But, of course, that's the website of the scientists and the engineers and the technicians who work for the Environmental Protection Agency. And they're trying desperately to get the American people to realize that they're being poisoned with water fluoridation, and the wicked people who control the EPA and the government and the media do not want the American people to understand the tragedy of what's unfolding today. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Certainly in Zimbabwe today, it'll cost you $30 million to buy a soft drink. A chicken costs about $200 million. A tank of gas costs about $1.8 billion a year. A law restricts you from drawing more than 500 million Zimbabwean dollars out of the bank at any one time. That's the equivalent of $14. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is the government installed by your State Department with Henry Kissinger's promise, guaranteed to the Zimbabwean or the Rhodesian people that if things ever got out of hand and they had a lawless country, America would come to their aid. Well, you can see how America has come to their aid. A gigantic experiment. Is this what's going to happen to America? I don't know, but I do know they're intent upon destroying the value of our currency, and we are moving into a period of hyperinflation. Right now, inflation is 10 to 12%. The reason that the price of oil is going up is because the value of the dollar is falling so rapidly. But we can't tell the American people the truth. Let me suggest some of the things we carry. My talk on the financial tsunami is quite good, and it's available on DVD, but you'll want to get the syllabus along with that. You'll want to get, certainly, the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, written by our friend Ed Griffin. You'll want to get the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and then the book Gold for Survival, and last, of course, the book Fiat Money Inflation in France. You need to get the information so you know what's going on, so you can position yourself against it, and if you have the funds, get them into things that cannot be destroyed, but get them out of dollars, because the dollar is being destroyed intentionally today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there. 4 hours a day on the Internet, other than this program, 4 hours a day on the Internet. You listen to our programs archived. You can get the MP3 version of our programs. You can listen to our satellite feed 9 hours a day. We need your help to get others listening, to get them informed. And this is, could be the best thing that ever happened to America, because as long as we have an affluent society, who's going to care about these ideas of freedom? But when, of course, people lose everything they have and lose their freedom, people are really going to be crying for answers, and you've got to have those answers and help us. Because out of the ashes of what's going to come about are going to be two things. Either we will go into a totalitarian dictatorship with the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader, or we'll return to freedom. And it's going to depend upon you and your knowledge and your ability to express the ideas that you hear on my programs, not only during here on the American Freedom Network, but on the Genesis Network, on the Radio Liberty Network. Again, our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs, watch our DVDs, or read our newsletters, and it's free of charge. But we do need your help if you believe in what we're doing. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, again, our number 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, encourage others to go to our website at radioliberty.com. Encourage them to listen to our programs. Check our facts. Could this really be true? Is it really true there's a small group of people that control both political parties and steal elections? otherwise. We are a republic, not a democracy. Why? The choice doesn't lie.